So the person we call the Buddha, Gautama, Siddhartha, was the son of a prince living close to Nepal in northern India shortly after 600 BC. He is simply one of many, many Buddhas, but one who taught in an extremely effective way, as a result of which he founded a school, an order of disciples, and this grew and grew and grew and grew until it expanded all over the world. But the principle of Buddhism is a transformation of your sense of identity. It delineates two states. One it calls samsara, and the other it calls nirvana. Samsara means the round, the rat race. A way of living in a vicious circle. So that, for example, the more you succeed in anything, say you succeed economically, you get hung up on it. The more you succeed, the more you have to succeed to keep the thing going. And you get full of anxiety. You think that you're going to solve your life problems by getting rich, and you succeed. But you find that the game isn't worth the candle. Because it's too much responsibility. And you're worrying whether somebody's going to take it away from you. Or if you solve the problem of finances, you suddenly get the problem of health, and you start worrying whether you're going to get sick. Samsara is nothing fails like success.